Welcome, beauties. Today is September 27th, and this is a live offering. If you are here in real time, it's so amazing to get to have that sense of community and be with you. And if you are somewhere along the lines catching this in the library, so much love to you. Thank you for keeping the energy going. And that's exactly what this library is here for you to do this and any time you would like. We're going to be focusing on some fall vibes today because of the date. In between the last offering and now, we are officially in the season of fall here in the Northern Hemisphere. And that brings up a lot. So, for this particular offering, we're going to do a little bit differently. I want to invite you to start settling into the space that you are in right now. Notice if you want earbuds, I highly recommend them. It'll help you tune out the outside distraction a little bit more and focus on the internal. No worries, though, always work with what you have. And notice if you're going to be sitting today, if you're going to be lying down today, if you need any blankets, any yoga props, or anything that's special to you that you want to have nearby. Maybe there's a journal so you can do a little bit of writing after. Maybe there's not. Just notice. Take a moment. Again, if you're on the recording, you get to pause and take care of your things. And if you're in real time, we'll just give you a moment. All right. I'm going to invite you to consider taking this offering lying down. I'm going to be inviting the settling in a lying down position. And if you'd rather sit, just go ahead and modify the adjustments. Lying down into your nest for the next 30 minutes of your existence. And simply begin noticing. If you have anything supporting your ankles, perhaps you have a rolled up blanket tucked under your ankles, offering some support. Notice if you have anything supporting your neck. If there's a lot of tension or lack of space, and you want to just begin separating very gently the space between your ears and your shoulders. Grab yourself a blanket and roll it up and place it somewhere there in whatever size supports you. Notice if there's anything below the knees. This will help your lower back be a little bit more comfortable if you have any issues going on there. So notice what is supporting you below your body. And notice if there's anything on your body. Some of you may want to have a blanket on, especially if it is getting a little bit more fallish and a little bit more chilly, and that would help you relax. Some of you may explore a little bit of weight, like a weighted blanket, a weighted stuffed animal, to activate your parasympathetic nervous system so you can let go and rest a little bit more fully. So just noticing if any of that comes into the space now as you settle. All right, beauties, assuming that your nest, whether you're sitting or lying, is set up to support you, knowing that you can make any adjustments as we practice our visualization to be more comfortable. Noticing if you want to close your eyes or if that's triggering some trauma right now. Perhaps you may put something over your eyes, like a little eye pillow. Something like that. Let's begin settling into our breath. Sometimes when we have been living a full life, our breathing pattern starts to reflect a speed that's not ours. Tension. Just start noticing how you're breathing. Just noticing. Noticing the depth. Noticing where it might be a little more shallow. Noticing where your breath is moving freely and flowing. And noticing where your breath feels a little bit more labored, a little bit more stuck. Saying, this is where you get to love me more today. And starting to notice your inhale and your exhale. Noticing your inhale, noticing your exhale. Feeling your chest rise, maybe not a lot though, maybe more the belly, but just feeling that gentle rise in your chest. Maybe feeling more of the rise in the belly, the fall of the belly. And let's take a few cleansing breaths together, my beauties, because it's fall. Our leaves start to fall. Our mind starts to feel like leaves are falling, especially if you are Vata. If you don't know what Vata is, that's getting into some of the Ayurvedic doshas. Reach out and we can chat about that. Very helpful. And we're going to take a few rounds of cleansing breath. My invitation is going to be in the nose and through the mouth. My invitation when we do it through the mouth is to make a sound like a, ha, I'll lead you through it. And reason why is there's actually research that shows when we give a nice big sigh like that, we can clear tension. We can relieve anxiety. We can dissipate overwhelm. And if you're not comfortable doing that, just notice. Because someday you might be, and just let that exhale through the mouth out in any way it feels good. So join me for a breath in through your nose. Ah, if that felt good, let's go louder, babies. In through the nose. Ah, one more time. In through the nose. Out the mouth. Ah. Let your body settle. Invite your body to get a little bit heavier while also getting a little bit lighter. Noticing where you feel open, strong, free in your body. Where do you feel open, strong, free in your body? Noticing where you feel constricted, tight, maybe even a little afraid in your body, or just checking in. It's safe to stay in your body. It's safe to stay in your body. It's safe to stay in your body. We are here in present time. We are here safe in present time. We are here safe in present time. Let your body settle in, remembering that our mind stays active in a visualization practice. We want to work with it. We want to create with it. Let it flow. And just remember that if you are struggling or challenged to follow my guidance, to follow my direction, you're not doing anything wrong. That is a skill set in your executive functioning in your brain. And if it's tough for you to follow me, you're here to practice getting better at that. This visualization helps us focus on goals. It helps us decompress, let go of stress. There's lots of information online on my website, and I'm happy to talk about more. But just remember, we're working with your mind in this, okay, babies? We're working with your mind. Your mind is powerful. Your mind is brilliant. Does your mind get scattered with thoughts full of fears sometimes? Yeah, mine does too. Everybody's does. That's why we're here practicing. We are here to get better and better and better at being in power and telling our mind and our thoughts what to do. You're here to practice. Practice makes progress. I want to invite you to let go of any perfection. And if you are doing this around the fall season, you might notice some of those perfectionist parts getting a little bit more loud. Mine are. Work with your mind. And I want to invite you to imagine your spirit within there, your spirit within this beautiful vessel that you're supporting today. And as we let go of stress, tension, get back more on board, clear our nervous system, your spirit, you're going to have more divine access to your soul, your spirit, your nervous system for you to channel. Just knowing that's all going to come back online. So again, honeys, just check in and see. Is there anything you need to settle more fully into your physical space around you? Make any adjustments now. It's okay. Noticing your breath, just continuing to become more of your breath. Settling a little bit more into your body. Remembering it's okay if you can't get comfortable today. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Meet your body where it's at. Meet your mind where it's at. We're just here to play, to practice, to notice. And trust that your beautiful divine soul in there is doing some massive work that you and I don't even know about. I want you to imagine a crisp, cool, but not cold air on your skin. Feel the crisp, cool air on your skin. What does that feel like to feel the beginnings of the fall air dancing on your skin? Just imagine right now you are receiving fall. What does that feel like on your skin? What does the air smell like? What is that crisp fall air smell like? Do you smell leaves? I notice a tinge of what smells like sweet hay. Just notice the smell of fall. Maybe that crisp, cool air even has a taste. What does the smell of fall taste like? I know some of you know what I mean. You can taste the smell of something. Taste the smell of the fall air. And maybe you even hear the fall air. Maybe it has more of a whipping. Maybe the sound of a fall air changes. What is the sound of fall? And getting present. So that feeling of fall, that little nudge that says, hey, it's time to start slowing down a little bit. And maybe noticing those parts that say, but if you're a parent, but school just started. And even if you're not a parent, do you notice all the things that have been launching? All of the back to it types of emails, phone calls. Maybe noticing that starts to create something that says, but I can't settle, I can't slow down. I want to invite you to invite that voice to just quell right now. Voice, it's okay. We're here now to settle into fall. We absolutely get to. We get to work in the small pockets of time if that's all we have. We are powerful creators building powerful toolkits, and our tools get stronger and stronger, and we need less and less time for them to work well. Imagine right now you are getting a massive reboot. I'm settling into that fall energy. And I want to invite you to imagine that while your physical body stays right where it's at, we're going to go on a little stroll. We're going to go on a fall stroll. And everything about this stroll going to be sourcing your being. And I want you to just get present and imagine where you are. We're all going to be somewhere else on our stroll. So just start imagining where you are strolling. What do you see? Start looking around on your journey. What do you see? Noticing the trees, the sky. The leaves, what do you see? What do you smell? What do you smell? You're creating your very own fall stroll. Within you that you will have access to anytime you need it. Again, you're strolling. I want you to imagine that you can feel your body moving forward. Sometimes we can feel stuck as we're being invited to go inward. Just imagine if there's any stuckness going on in your breath and your body, your mind, your spirit, life, business. Feel that forward movement now as you're walking. Let your body feel that you're always moving forward, even when you don't feel like it. You're always moving forward, even when you don't feel like it. Feel your body walking. Feel each step and feel it strolling. You're not in a rush. You're enjoying. There's no place to go. There's no place to be, but right here. And maybe as you're strolling, you reach your hand out and you touch leaves. Maybe you touch a tree. Maybe you're in a park. Maybe you're stopping to pet animals. What are you touching, if anything, on your walk? Is there anything on your walk that you're encountering with, that you are touching? I'm just noticing maybe that fall, fresh air keeps getting in your mouth as you're walking.
Maybe you have a treat on your walk. Maybe you like that fall pumpkin spice, like so many. Maybe you do not. Just notice, is there anything that you're tasting on your walk? Anything that you're tasting on your walk? And maybe it's just that fresh fall air. And as you're walking, you're smelling things. Is it the leaves? Is it the air? Is it a coffee? Is it a tea? What do you smell as you're walking? And you're looking still. All your senses are working together. You're continuing to maybe touch things, taste things, and you smell things. What do you see? How many leaves are on the trees? What color are they? What kind of trees do you see? Is there water? What do you see? Are there children, animals? What do you see? What do you hear? Is there laughter? Is there wind? Is there rain? Are the leaves crunching below your feet? What do you hear? Is there singing? Are you somewhere where maybe someone's in the street playing a guitar? Who knows? Maybe you're in a city. Are there ducks flapping water on a pond? This is your fall stroll. And this fall stroll sources your being. I'm going to give you a moment to have some of your own space. What else do you need on your walk? Do you need to stop on a bench and sit? Do you need to stop in the grass and integrate? Do you want to stop right now for your very own picnic or tea party? Just noticing what you are doing now on your fall stroll. You're noticing your breath. That sweet inhale, that sweet exhale. Noticing your breath. Remembering to check in with your breath. As you are strolling through life, imagining it's a fall stroll. Keep noticing your breath. Your breath has so much information for you. Your breath informs you if your body's under duress. Your breath informs you if your mindset's going to be under duress. We can catch a lot first in the breath. Noticing how your body feels right now. Remembering that on your journey of life, as you're walking through your day, your week, your month, your year, Feel that you are moving forward. Feel that oftentimes stuck is an illusion. It's lack of a resource that we just don't have. We need to ask for help, and maybe we haven't, or we have a story that it's weak. We just need something to move us forward. Something that's a push to walk. And as you are on your leaf peeping stroll through life, remembering that we meet our mind where it's at. We check in. What kind of thoughts are we thinking? How can we bring it back to this moment? To all the things we touched on our stroll, that we tasted, that we smelled, that we saw, that we heard. Remembering that we can source our being in as short of a time as we say so. So, my loves, I want you to just sit back right now and really get present to what's one thing. Yes, one. Yes, one. We're here at The Bold Thing to keep things simple, because usually complicating things is survival. We're here to keep things sustainable so we can keep building on top of them. We're here to keep things joyful. What's one thing that you can take out from this experience and begin integrating into your world immediately? Maybe for the day, maybe for the week, maybe for the week, the month, forever, I don't know. But what's one thing that you can take and integrate? Sit back, let yourself receive the answer as a song, an image, a thought, a word. Let it come to you in any way. One thing that you will take out with you. And my invitation, once you have that, is to write it down. I write so much down as a visual tether to check in with, to start mornings with, to remind myself of. Write it down. Some of you have probably heard all my research that I've shared of the power of what happens when we do write it down. Write it down. Notice if after this, you want to give yourself a little bit more space before you go on to the next thing. And if you go on to the next thing, that's okay. Sometimes we have a day like that. It has been my honor and my pleasure in getting to guide you through such a simple yet powerful, sacred, ancient practice. Please reach out if there's anything I can do to support you beyond the realm of the space. If you are local in Charlotte, deep stretch and restorative classes are very, very, very beautiful to support this kind of thing. One of my deep stretch classes is virtual, so you can join. In November, the in-person guided visualizations at Okra are going to have a yoga nidra element, as are the restorative classes. If you like this, you'll probably love that. And as always, alignment coaching is really, really powerful, rooted in neuroscience and cognitive psychology. Reach out if there's anything I can do to support you outside of the space. And as always, if you are enjoying this, if you are loving this, please consider inviting someone else that you care about to be a subscriber to join us here. There is power in numbers. Much love, beauties. I hope you have a beautiful day. Thanks so much for being here, whether you were live or whether you were on the recording. Lots of love.